Virgin Radio
104.4.
Greedy Malik's Gossip
with Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things, Taylor Swift The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
Okay, what you got, Pretty Malik?
So Chris Pratt and his wife Katherine Schwarzenegger are getting hate for buying and then demolishing a potentially historic home in Los Angeles. So they bought the Zimmerman House for $12.5 million in January last year. It was built in 1949.
Okay.
And it's considered, like, architecturally, it's considered like this amazing house that's been there since 1950 now.
It's not Bob Dylan's house, is it?
No, no, it's the Zimmerman House.
Yeah, that's his surname.
It's not.
Was Bob Dylan's real surname Zimmerman?
Yeah.
Bob Zimmerman. Really?
Yeah. No, it wasn't a Bob Zimmerman who bought it. It was another name.
Okay,
if
sorry.
I remember correctly. Sorry. Right. So basically, people are upset. The thing is, though, it was never designated as like a
heritage site.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't protected.
No. So, and they've demolished it. And so everyone's looking at him going, we can't believe you did that. It's hard, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, because if you find...
Yeah, well, they, I mean, at the end of the day, they can do whatever they want, you know? They bought the property, and if there's no, like, legalities around, like, keeping it as a heritage site, what to do?
But it's hard. The house has been there since 1950. Everyone looks at it as, like, a sign of architecture from then. And
yeah, no, I get it. I understand why the community would be upset.
Yeah.
They look
at
it every day.
But now it's on their name, like Chris and Catherine. Like, yeah, they destroyed the home. Okay, Kid Cudi had to end his Coachella set early after a brutal accident played out in front of everyone. So he decided to jump off the stage and ended up breaking his leg. And
I saw this.
He ended up in the hospital, and he's fine. Yep. And he said that this is what happens when a 40-year-old man tries to prance around the stage like a 26-year-old.
Yeah, but he looked like, before he jumped off the stage, it was like he wasn't sure of the decision. And I'm like, just don't. What are you doing? You know what I mean?
It almost looked like he wanted to, you know, when you do sit jump. When you sit down and then
and
you,
then
jump,
you
up,
jump off. Yeah, you're right.
It almost looked like he wanted to do that, but then just went for the full jump.
Yep.
I don't know why. And finally, Martin Scorsese is going to be doing a Frank Sinatra biopic.
Yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, my
gosh.
Just
do all my stories for me.
Pretty, it's okay. It's all right. He's just
I'm into it.
He's actually responding to the...
No.
It's good. So Frank Sinatra, Leonardo DiCaprio playing him.
Well, it's not confirmed yet.
Oh, but
my only thing is...
He would look like him.
He would look the part, but then the singing. I guess they get Michael Bublé or someone to sing the songs instead.
Yeah. Hasn't Leonardo DiCaprio sung in another movie before? Has he ever sung in a movie?
Not that I know of, no. But, like, they can just do what they did with, what's his name, Joaquin Phoenix in Walk the Line. He can mime, you know?
Yeah.
It's for the way you look at me.
Oh.
That's
it's
not...
for the only one
Frank Sinatra.
I see.
From a Frank Sinatra
is
playlist.
Very, very...
From his album.
Extraordinary.
I don't know. Rossi
doesn't
would
sound
know.
Like his voice.
More than any...
Well, it's taken from Frank Sinatra's greatest hits, full playlist, the best of Frank Sinatra, Frank Sinatra's collection.
Maybe it's like early Frank.
I don't know. Rossi would know. I don't know.
Well, have a look. Frank Sinatra, like, what a legend of a voice.
Oh. Just a game for two.
Oh.
New York.
Love
my way.
Let's go to New York, New York.
My way.
New York.
See the difference in the voice.
In a city that doesn't sleep, and find I'm king of the hill.
Ha ha.
Top of the heap.
I could be today's Frank Sinatra.
Go, hit me.
These little town shoes.
Maybe you guys should do Frank Sinatra for duvet this week.
Yeah.
Rossi, you'd kill it.
Thank you very much. I'm ready to go.
Hold on. Why would Rossi? I would kill it. Like, that's like, this is my voice. Like, I could do Frank Sinatra.
Go.
I've got you.
Under my skin.
You know what? Okay, up next, let's do a Sinatra off.
No.
Yep.
All right.
See how hard that was to get him involved?
Okay, so each of you pick a song.
And then we got to vote.
30 seconds.
Yeah. 40 seconds. Because he sings slow.
Okay, so each of you pick your song. Don't tell each other what song you're going to do.
And
Frank Sinatra.
Who does the best Frank Sinatra?
Okay.
All right, we'll do it next. Hang out, Virgin Morning.